This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast.
Available wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
Let's play the game where the choices are three. Maybe the answer to say is A, or perhaps it's correct to say B, but who are we kidding? Could the answer be C?
All right, since they've musically explained everything, let's go to Christy in Nashville. Good morning, Christy.
Hi.
Hello.
It's so good to have you with us.
Three questions.
Yeah, this is going to be easy. This is the most relaxing, easy win you're going to ever have.
Okay.
Are you ready? Here we go. Question number one. Donald's son, Barron Trump, just completed high school. Meanwhile, Eric Trump just completed A, law school, B, his master's degree, or C, potty training. What do you think?
Could it be C?
Yes.
And you are correct. You have the hang of the game already.
It's one-third into this contest, and you're doing great.
All right. Question number two. Wildlife experts have found an American bald eagle that was too fat to fly. They say this is A, a freak of nature, B, a rarity, or C, the most American thing ever.
Let's go with C.
Yes. Very well
Christy's
done.
Christy's right again.
You're almost there. You're going to get those MTSU football tickets, okay?
I'm pretty smart, you know.
You are very smart and modest.
And humble.
question number three. In the Mega Millions lottery, someone in Murfreesboro won $3 million. They say now they can A, retire, B, purchase a home, or C, buy the large popcorn at the Stones River AMC Theater.
Let's go with C.
Yes.
You are correct. Congratulations. We've got a four-pack. You can take the whole family to go see MTSU play football, Blue Raiders, on Saturday night, okay?
Yeah, taking on Tennessee Tech.
Nice.
Christy, good job.
My son just started a freshman year there.
Really?
Oh, really?
He's going to MTSU.
Yeah. Excellent.
He's true blue.
Both Woody and I, proud parents of MTSU students.
Exactly.
So good job in the game. Let's get you there. Enjoy yourself this Saturday. And we'll play Could the Answer Be C with all new questions.
Yes.
Because we don't want it to be too easy. Coming up at 8.
We don't want it to be too easy.
No, yes. No, we don't. It's coming. 8:10 is another round of Could the Answer Be C.
From the Eurostone Studios, it's the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. Totally hits, totally Nashville. If you've been listening at this time all week, we've been trying desperately to find the cheesiest song ever recorded. Yesterday, our two competitors were Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now. And Krista Berg and Lady in Red.
Lady in Red.
And who was the runaway winner, Jim?
Unbelievably, by a 10-1 margin, it was Krista Berg's The Lady in Red.
Yes, so that will go into the finals.
Which is tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow.
Yes. Okay, now that we've settled that matchup, it's time for today's matchup.
All right, here are the two songs you'll have to choose from to go into the finals of the cheesiest songs ever recorded. Here we go. It's Jefferson Starship. We built this city. They are knee deep in the hoopla.
Yeah. And cheese.
And it's going up against Devo and Whip It.
When our problem comes along, you must whip it before the creep sets out too long. You must whip it.
Up to you to decide. You can, of course, go to our Facebook page, Woody and Jim, or you can go to the Totally Hits Nashville 93.3 app, and you can vote that way.
Yep. You can also find us on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Just for Woody and Jim, and tell us in the comments, which song is cheesier?
Once again, it's Jefferson Starship. And Devo.
When our problem comes along, you must whip it before the creep sets out too long. You must whip it.
I don't want to sway anybody's vote, but please, for God's sake, please don't vote for Jefferson Starship, because that would go into the finals and I'd have to hear it again. And
you just accepted everybody.
I hate that song. I hate it so much.
I think like the test for the cheesiest song, no matter what songs are competing, is which one makes you give the eek face.
Yeah. Which one has the cringes factor?
Yeah. And which one kind of has you bopping along, you know what I mean? Like and a bobblehead.
I have to admit, I love Whip It.
Okay.
All right, so it's up to you to decide.
Is it cheesier than the other one?
Yeah, which is? That song gives me cringy goosebumps.
It's also historical. We're going to talk about Marconi, the inventor of radio, playing the mamba.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot to think about and digest. Mm. Decide. Tomorrow is the finals. Which one of those songs is going into the finals?
Of course, the finals will be Christopher again, Lady in Red, and I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred. Who will join them in the trilogy of cheese? You must decide, vote, and we'll have the results tomorrow morning.
Hey, you've got Woody and Jim on 93.3.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
One of the great joys in life is getting together with an old friend that you haven't seen in a little while, and Woody and I are going to get to do that today. We're going to see our friend Chris, who we worked with years ago, and we get together, you know, every couple of years just to catch up and see how we're doing.
Yeah, she got a real job and left radio.
I know. And we just love her. She's great.
Yeah, she's best.
But I got to tell you this weird phenomenon that happens with our friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she works for the police department.
Yes.
And every once in a while, Woody and I will have the news on, and it'll be some like, you know, really bad story about a crime. But then we'll see our friend on the TV, and we'll get excited. Like,
as a police spokesperson, yes.
Look at that. Oh, there she is.
There was a robbery. There was a murder. But hey, look, there's Chris.
Yeah. I had the exact same feeling. It was terrible. I was watching the Steve McNair murder documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, you know, oh, man, what a tragedy.
It was a tragedy.
What a horrible thing. I really miss Steve McNair. And then, like, in the background of one of the things, I'm like, oh, but there's Chris. I know her. And it's like this really awkward, it's a terrible thing you're seeing.
I get it.
You're also excited because your friend is on
TV.
On Netflix. And I really don't know how to reconcile those feelings.
Yeah.
But either way, glad we're having lunch with her today.
We love Chris. We're sad to lose Steve McNair.
Exactly.
Those are our takeaways from that.
And we hope today is not a crime scene when we get together for lunch.
That's very true. All right, three things you want to know this morning. Travis and Jason Kelce, the Kelce boys, they have a New Heights podcast, and apparently it's very popular, and they've just signed a 3-year deal with Amazon worth over $100 million.
Wow.
Which is way more than I'm sure they made playing football, and still just about 1% of the money that Travis's girlfriend Taylor Swift makes.
She makes that one night at the merch table.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow, so good for them. Hooray for the rich people.
Channing Tatum, who quite often is shirtless, but when he wears a shirt, he doesn't like laundry and cleaning it. So much so that he actually had a year that he called the year of the fresh white tee.
Okay.
He avoided laundry the entire year by buying new t-shirts all year long. So instead of cleaning one, he'd just buy new ones.
Yeah. See, I've done that with socks and underwear. I said, I don't want to do laundry. Oh, look, Amazon says it'll be here tomorrow. I can wait.
So you and Channing Tatum, you're virtually indistinguishable.
I know, so many people confuse us. 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Hello, it's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play Gender Wars. Just try to stop us. Gender Wars brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood, your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center. Mention Woody and Jim when you're in there, and you'll receive a nice warm kiss on the forehead. They'll say they don't know what you're talking about, but yeah. Demand it.
Just point to your forehead.
There we go. We have contestants standing by to play our game. For the ladies in the audience, we have Jessica in White House. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to you. For the guys, Bubba is in Brentwood. Hello, Bubba.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Let's get you warmed up before the real questions fly. Let's start with Bubba this time. What was the last purchase you returned?
Returned some vitamins. bought the wrong kind.
Oh,
oh really?
Were you buying them for somebody else, and they said you didn't get the right ones?
Basically, yes.
Okay,
but not in that tone.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. If it's unopened, I guess I'll take them back.
Right.
I just needed one. Oh, yeah. You can have the rest.
Yeah. I've been in that position. Jessica, what about you? What was the last purchase you returned?
I bought shampoo, and when I got the package, it was exploded in there. So took that right back.
Oh.
Became a big pile of mess.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, gosh. You have to clean up and stuff once you opened it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm. It was purple shampoo, too. So.
Oh, perfect. Great.
That wasn't a Temu purchase, was it?
No.
Because those things blow up all the time.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully, Jessica, this game goes better than opening up that bottle of shampoo.
There you go.
We have a screw for each of you. If you don't know the answer to a question, you can use the screw on your opponent and make them answer your question. Let's begin.
It's very serious now. All right, Jessica, multiple choice. In the Rocky movies, was Rocky's goofball brother-in-law named Stewie, Polly, or Petey?
Polly?
Polly is right.
Yeah, good one.
Polly.
All right, Bubba. Are The Bachelor and Bachelorette reality shows on ABC, CBS, or NBC?
ABC.
That is correct. Is right. Good job.
And a lesson in letters. The first three letters. Okay, it's all tied up.
Jessica, if a NASCAR driver radios in for a new set of stickers, what does he want?
Screws.
All right. Throwing it to Bubba.
Okay, if a NASCAR driver radios in for a set of stickers, what does he want?
Tires.
That's right.
Yeah, that is right. Okay.
Take a big lead. Of course, the new tires have stickers on them. Of course, they rub off when they're going 1,000 miles an hour.
That's very interesting.
Thank you.
All right.
There's one to grow on.
Bubba, because of the screw, you have a 2-1 lead and could actually wrap up a victory if you get this next question right.
Or you could just get it wrong on purpose just to add drama.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. It's up to you. Free country, man. Yeah. All right, Bubba.
Choices.
You're serving squab for dinner. What bird is that?
Chicken?
It's not chicken.
No,
it's actually a pigeon.
That's disgusting.
It's one of those things where they give disgusting thing a fancy name.
Yeah, so you don't think, oh, I'm not eating pigeon. I'm eating a squab.
Yeah.
Okay, you can tie it up here with the correct answer, Jessica. Here we go. Quikrete is most famous for as a brand of what? Quikrete.
Concrete.
It's concrete.
That's right.
Okay, there you go. You tied it up.
Very good. It's 2-2. Now we go back to Bubba. Bubba, what does a depilatory cream do?
It removes hair.
It does remove
hair. It does remove hair.
And Bubba is our winner.
That was exciting.
Congratulations. It was an exciting game. Jessica, we hope you'll play again real soon. For Bubba, we have a certificate of bragification that you can taunt your friends with.
Absolutely. Congratulations. You have won Gender Wars. It's a monumental achievement. The rest of the day is just drop the mic now and go home.
Exactly. Yeah. Take the rest of the day off. There you go.
Hey, for everybody else, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we have another day of our finding the totally cheesiest song of all time. What two songs are going to go at it?
Hey, it's 6:23. Enjoy the cool weather right now because it's going to be 101 today.
Wow.
But at least the air quality is also going to be terrible. So we got that going for us, which is nice.
We got to change our mood.
Yeah, let's warm your heart first. Like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood. This is pretty sweet. There is a 10-year-old girl in Texas named Kennedy who has been fighting cancer since she was 2 years old. She's just finished her chemo and is on the road to recovery.
Awesome.
And she's also a big Taylor Swift fan. And I guess some people she didn't even know from the internet started raising money to send her to one of Taylor's final concerts.
Oh.
There's only three more in America to finish the Eras tour.
Going for a lot of money, too.
Yeah, and I guess they all put together the plane tickets, concert tickets, hotel rooms. They're all booked. People donated over $15,000. And her mom was so happy about this that she posted it on TikTok.
Some people, me and Daddy, don't even know. Strangers from an internet campaign. We had something we wanted really bad for you. You can open this to reveal, see if you can figure out what it is. It's Taylor Swift tickets.
That is so sweet.
Can you imagine?
People that didn't even know donated to send her to the concert.
Oh, I know. That's and that family sweet. Could never afford it after probably all those medical bills.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. No kidding.
What a great way to celebrate being cancer free.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mood has been changed. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. The new home of Woody and Jim in the Morning. We are Woody and Jim in the Morning. Is that a weird coincidence? Yeah. We are ready to play the game that is almost impossible to lose. It's Could the Answer Be C?
Let's play the game where the choices are three. Maybe the answer to say is A, or perhaps it's correct to say B. But who are we kidding? Could the answer be C?
All right, we are joined telephonically by Sam in Smyrna. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Our little game, Could the Answer Be C? Are you familiar with it?
I mean, I've just heard the title, so I think I am.
You kind of got it.
Yeah, the song kind of gave it away, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I have an idea.
Okay.
All right, I like it.
You get all three right, all three questions, and you're going to be going to the MTSU home opener, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Here we go, Sam. Could the Answer Be C? Question number one. The word boing is the sound of A, red rubber balls bouncing on the sidewalk, B, the name of a new popular energy drink, or C, Boeing is a mispronunciation of the company responsible for all the most recent plane emergency landings.
Ooh,
Boeing.
Oh, man. Gosh, that's tough. Such good choices, but could the answer be C?
Yes.
Yes, it could be.
All right. And thanks for adding a little extra drama to it, Sam. That was good.
You know, I do what I can.
They're also the people that strand astronauts in space.
Oh, yeah. It's only so much time in each question.
That's true, yes.
Sam, world health experts are alarmed by cases of sloth fever that is appearing in patients here in the United States. They say sloth fever is transmitted to humans who, A, visit tropical places like South America, B, are bitten by infected mosquitoes, or C, sloth fever hits you the moment you become a home improvement contractor in Middle Tennessee.
Gosh, man. These are real tough. I want to say A, but I think at this time I'm going to go with C.
Go with C. Safe choice.
Nicely done. Yeah. Nice. All right. One question away from those tickets. Here we go. Sam, Nashville is seeing triple-digit temperatures this week, as evidenced by A, outdoor workers taking more hydration breaks, B, heat advisories on the electronic signs over Nashville interstates, or C, the heat is evident because chickens are now laying omelets.
Ooh, you know, hydration break sounds really tempting, but I'm going to go with C.
Good choice.
Well done, Sam. Yes. You have got all three right. You aced the quiz. And you
I
and three friends,
it.
We have a family four-pack of passes for you to check out the MTSU football game Saturday night, 6 o'clock, all right? 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, we're going to get us some puppy loving. Taylor's here from the Nashville Humane Association. Meet a puppy that you can give a forever home to.
With the best name ever.
93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It is Wet Nose Wednesday. Once again, we got some puppy loving.
Hey, Taylor.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. Better that you're here. You brought a puppy with you.
Yay. Yeah.
This is Mango Salsa. We'll be 3 months old in a week, so almost that three-month birthday.
So tell us a little bit about Mango Salsa's story, because I think people probably want to know.
Yeah, Mango Salsa did not have the easiest start to life. They were found with 9 other litter mates dumped on the side of the road.
Oh.
When they came to us, they had a lot of hair loss. They were suffering from Demodex, which is a skin condition that caused the hair loss, and very skinny. So our vet team showed them a lot of extra love and care, and now they've been with us for over 2 weeks, they've been available for adoption. Only one of them has gone home.
Okay. But she's going to be fine.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be fine. Oh, my gosh, she's asleep on my shoulder right now. Stop. You're so cute.
Is so chill.
Yeah.
Mango Salsa is, is it dark brown? Is she black?
She's black with a little bit of white, a little bit of hair loss still that's still waiting to come back in. But, yeah, she's got some little white on her toes, which is always just my little favorite when they just have a little dip.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess what breed we have, maybe?
Perfect and adorable.
Perfect and adorable. Perfect mixed with adorable. That'll do.
Yeah, the best breed.
Exactly.
She is very wrinkly, though. All of them are. They have the cutest butt wrinkles when they sit down. So, like, I don't know. Maybe somebody said Shar-Pei mix, maybe.
Yeah.
Just
could
from
be
the
a
wrinkles.
Little in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows?
But she's just so chill and serene.
I know. All of them are super chill. I mean, I hang out with a lot of puppies, and I have to say this litter is just some of the sweetest, gentlest little babies I've ever met.
Oh. And she was dumped out on the side of the road. And it's like she's lucky that you guys found her and that she's alive and well and ready for her forever home.
Yes, she's so ready.
She's healthy. She's been microchipped. She's been spayed. She's got all her shots. She's ready to go. And she's at Nashville Humane.
Check them out and give somebody a forever home.
Just check out the Woody and Jim Facebook page and also Woody and Jim on TikTok.
Three things you want to know this morning.
Beetlejuice movie. Beetlejuice. Uh-huh. The sequel that took a couple decades to come out is coming in a few days. Not this weekend, but the next.
Right.
And it turns out that Beetlejuice has decided to take the Hot Ones challenge.
Oh, really? The YouTube show?
Yeah. Well, he's not. Yeah. It's a parody
of
the YouTube show. But Beetlejuice, yeah, trying to eat hot wings. What's coming out of that mouth? I can't guarantee it's safe for work, but it is available. Look it up on YouTube.
Oh, no kidding. There's some lottery winners. In Cookeville, somebody won $210,000 in the Daily Tennessee Jackpot. And as I mentioned, somebody in Murfreesboro in the Mega Millions lottery won $3 million. I mean, I'm also sad that it's not me, but then again, they have that whole rule where you have to play the lottery to win the lottery.
And yeah.
If they would just come to the house and give me money.
Yeah. I mean, it's a real barrier.
I don't ask for much.
Yeah, playing. So if you've got a road trip planned for the long holiday weekend, if you stay in state, you're going to save a lot of money on gas because, hey, let's just not always is a price thing on the radio going to be good news. But I'm going to tell you that Tennessee has the third lowest average gas price in the USA.
Nice. So, you drive someplace where they have air conditioning.
Pretty much before you get to the state line, gas up before you go out.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. It's Woody and Jim. And before we leave, we remind you, you have less than 24 hours to get your votes in for this very important survey.
The totally cheesiest song of all time. Mm-hmm. We're trying to find it, and today's contestants are...
from the San Francisco area. It's Jefferson Starship, and We Built This City. Is Devo and Whip It.
Which one of those is the totally cheesiest of the two? You have to vote. You can vote on the app, the 93.3 Totally Hits app. You can, you know, tell us right there, or you can go to the Woody and Jim Facebook page or Woody and Jim on TikTok. And in the comments, let us know. It's a pretty tight race right now.
Is it really?
Yes.
I mean, I was begging people to not vote for Jefferson Starship because I really hate that song.
And if it moves on to the finals,
then
means you
have to hear like
10
seconds of it again, and I don't want to.
I think people should just mess with you and vote for it, even if they think otherwise.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just to torture you.
But tomorrow is the finals.
I know.
Three songs will go into the finals for the cheesiest song of all time. So get your votes now. Vote and vote often.
Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville.